everyone. Welcome to Auntie Mimi's Story House.
I'm Auntie Mimi.
I'm Apple Kate.
It's our story time.
各位大小朋友，大家好，欢迎来到咪咪的英文故事屋。
我是咪咪，
我是苹果凯特。
欢迎和我们一起来听好听的故事，还可以学英文哦，
耶！
各位大小朋友，时间过得很快，咪咪的英文故事屋在8月23号就播出满一周年咯，非常谢谢大家的支持，咪咪的故事屋终于要迈入第二季咯。回想起去年啊，咪咪突然有一种感动，想为大家说双语故事，于是咪咪从一个生手摸索出制作 podcast 节目的方式，包括故事改编、朗读、讲解、配乐都是自己来。虽然有时候啊无法很面面俱到，但是这并不会减少咪咪为大家说故事的热情哦。咪咪收到不少大小朋友们来信支持，有些小朋友说啊很期待咪咪念出他的名字等等，在节目最后我会为大家唱名哦。 We're going to celebrate the first anniversary of the show. Auntie Mimi is passionate about telling you fabulous English stories. So stay tuned with us and see what's coming up next time. Apple Kate, how about sharing something interesting about your summer vacation?
I went to the farm to feed goats. 但是羊看到我手上有食物就追着我跑，好可怕啊。
Do you think it's fun?
Yes, it's fun.
Cool. I think it's an unforgettable experience. Today, Auntie Mimi is going to tell you the story ofLittle Red Riding Hood. I believe most of you have heard this story. Let's listen to the story and learn some vocabulary in English. 小红帽是个有名的童话故事，相信大家都听过了。那么现在就跟着咪咪姨一起来听故事，学英文吧。
Ready, steady, here we go.
Little Red Riding Hood, Episode 1. 小红帽第一集。Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived in a village near the forest. Her mother made her a beautiful red cloak with a big red hood. Whenever she went out, the little girl wore a red riding cloak. Everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, Grandma is ill, my dear.Please take this basket of food and go to see her.
Yes, ma'am,
said Little Red Riding Hood. 我们先看这边。Riding Hood, R-I-D-I-N-G-H-O-O-D, 就是戴着帽子的披肩。Hood, H-O-O-D, 兜帽，也就是我们常穿 T-shirt 或是外套上所连带的帽子。Cloak, C-L-O-A-K, 就是披风。Ill,I-L-L, 就是生病，之前有教过哦。A basket of food, 就是一篮食物。我们来看 basket 这个字。B-A-S-K-E-T, basket, 就是篮子。Basket 后面加上 ball, 就是我们熟悉的一种运动，篮球 basketball。很久很久以前，有一个小女孩住在森林附近的村庄，她的妈妈帮她做了一件非常漂亮的披风。这个披风有着大的红色的兜帽，这个小女孩外出的时候，她总是穿着这件红色的披风，所以每个人看到她都叫她小红帽。有一天，小红帽的妈妈对她说，奶奶生病了，亲爱的，请帮我带这一篮食物去看奶奶好吗？小红帽就说，好啊，妈妈。好，我们接着来看。The little girl put on her red cloak and kissed her mother goodbye. Her mother said, Remember, don't talk to strangers.
Don't worry, mommy. I'll be careful,
said Little Red Riding Hood. Put on, P-U-T-O-N, 就是穿上的意思。Put 是放的意思，加上一个 on, 就是穿上。我们来看例句。The little boy put on his jacket.小男孩穿上了他的夹克。 Kiss goodbye 就是吻别。 Stranger S-T-R-A-N G-E-R 就是陌生人的意思， 因为他妈妈说不要跟任何的陌生人讲话，所以这边的陌生人要加 S， strangers。 这个小女孩穿上她的红色披风跟她妈妈吻别，她的妈妈说，记住啊，不要跟陌生人说话。小红帽说，妈妈你不要担心，我会很小心的。 careful 就是小心的意思， C-A-R-E-F-U-L careful。 好，我们接着来看。 Along the way, Little Red Riding Hood saw some beautiful flowers and forgot her promise to her mom.
I bet Grandma would really like this.
She stopped to pick some flowers. She didn't notice a dark shadow behind her. Suddenly, a big wolf appeared. 我们来看这边的单字。 Along the way 就是在路上的意思。Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S-E, 是承诺。小红帽忘了她对妈妈的承诺，就是这个字 promise。 Forgot, F-O-R-G-O-T, 就是 forget 的过去式，忘记的意思。 Bet, B-E-T, 这个字本来有赌博的意思，但是在这边是加强语气，表示肯定确定。有时候也可以用 I think, 但是 I bet 的语气更加肯定。我们来看例句。 I bet the basketball team will win the game. 我确定这个篮球队将会赢得这场比赛。 Pick, P-I-C-K, 在这边是采花的意思。 Didn't, 就是 did not, 没有。 Notice, N-O-T-I-C-E, 是注意的意思。 Dark, D-A-R-K, 是黑暗的。 Shadow, 是指阴影。 S-H-A-D-O-W, 就是阴影的意思。Behind, B-E-H-I-N-D, 是指在什么的后面。 Bill sits behind his sister. 比尔坐在他姐姐的后面。 Appear, A-P-P-E-A-R, 就是出现的意思。 Appeared, 就是过去式。在路上，小红帽看到一些漂亮的花，她忘记了她对妈妈的承诺。我肯定奶奶一定会喜欢这些花。她停下来采了一些花，没有注意到在他的身后有个黑暗的阴影。突然一只大野狼出现了。
Hello, little girl, said the big wolf in a deep but friendly voice.
Hello, said little Red Riding Hood.
She did not know the wolf was bad.
Where are you going? Said the big wolf.
I'm going to see my grandma.She isn't feeling very well,
Little Red Riding Hood replied.
What a sweet girl, said the big bad wolf.
I'd better be going, said Little Red Riding Hood.
我们来看这边的单字。 Deep, D-E-E-P, 是深深的，在这里是指大野狼深沉的声音。 Friendly, F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, 是友善的。这个字是从 friend 这个字来的， friend 是朋友，加上 ly, friendly 就是指友善的。 voice, V-O-I-C-E 是指声音。 in a 什么样的 voice 就是用什么样的声音来说话。 she isn't feeling very well 就是指她身体不太舒服。 not feel very well 是指身体不舒服。 replied,R-E-P-L-I-E-D 是 reply 的过去式， R-E-P-L-Y 是回答的意思。 What a sweet girl， 这句话是指真是个甜心的女孩，真是讨人喜欢的女孩。 What a 怎么样怎么样，就是说真是怎么样的意思。我们来看例句。 What a wonderful day， 就是指真是个好棒的日子。 I'd better，中文是我最好怎么样的意思，这是一种客气的说法。我们来看例句。 I'd better be going， 我最好现在就走咯。 You'd better listen to your mom， 你最好要听你妈妈的话，可以这样子用。大野狼看到小红帽就说，你好啊小女孩，他用的是一种非常低沉但是却很友善的声音。小红帽也回答说，你好啊。他不知道这是一只很坏的大野狼。大野狼问说，你要去哪里呢？小红帽说， 我要去看我的阿嬷，她的身体不太舒服。大野狼就说，你真是一个很甜蜜的女孩啊，真是讨人喜欢的女孩。小红帽说，我最好现在就走咯。接着我们来看， Little Red Riding Hood rushed down the path to her grandma's cottage. The big wolf, in the meantime, took a shortcut to there. He opened the door and found grandma asleep in her bed. The big bad wolf grabbed the poor grandma, then gobbled her up. 我们来看这里的单字 rush, R-U-S-H-E-D, 也就是 rush,R-U-S-H 就是快速冲过去的意思， Rush down 就是急速的快速行动的意思， Path P-A-T-H 是指道路的意思， Cottage C-O-T-T-A-G-E 是指一种村落的小屋子， In the meantime 就是指同时的意思， Shortcut 是指捷径，也就是小路的意思， S-H-O-R-T-C-U-T,Short 是短的， cut 是剪掉的意思，这两个字合起来就是小路捷径的意思。 Asleep A-S-L-E-E-P 是指睡着了，小红帽的奶奶睡着了。 Grabbed G-R-A-B-B-E-D 是指 grab G-R-A-B 是抓住的意思，大野狼抓住了奶奶。 Gobbled G-O-B-B-L-E-D也就是 gobble, G-O-B-B-L-E, 是大口吞吃的意思。小红帽快速地跑到要往奶奶小屋的路上，而这个大野狼同时间抄了小路到奶奶的家。他打开门，发现奶奶已经在他的床上睡着了。这个大坏野狼抓住了可怜的奶奶，然后把她一口吞吃下去。 To be continued,今天的故事就讲到这边，现在秘密就用英文从头到尾把这个故事念一遍，小朋友可以再听一次哦。 The Little Red Riding Hood Episode 1 Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived in a village near the forest. Her mother made her a beautiful red cloak with a big red hood. Whenever she went out, the little girl wore a red riding cloak.Everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, Grandma is ill, my dear. Please take this basket of food and go to see her.
Yes, Mom,
said Little Riding Hood. The little girl put on her red cloak and kissed her mother goodbye. Her mother said, Remember, don't talk to strangers.
Don't worry, Mommy.I'll be careful,
said Little Red Riding Hood. Along the way, Little Red Riding Hood saw some beautiful flowers and forgot her promise to her mom.
I bet Grandma would really like this.
She stopped to pick some flowers. She didn't notice a dark shadow behind her. Suddenly, the big wolf appeared.
Hello, little girl, said the big wolf.In a deep but friendly voice.
Hello,
said the little riding hood. She did not know the wolf was bad.
Where are you going? Asked the big bad wolf.
I'm going to see my grandma. She isn't feeling very well.
Little red riding hood replied.
What a sweet girl, said the big bad wolf.
I'd better be going,
said the little red riding hood.Little Red Riding Hood rushed down the path to her grandma's cottage. The big wolf, in the meantime, took a shortcut to there. He opened the door and found grandma asleep in her bed. The big bad wolf grabbed the poor grandma and then gobbled her up. To be continued.
各位大小朋友，这就是我们今天所说的故事。小红帽还有下一集的完结篇，大家敬请期待哦。
妈妈，我觉得小红帽不是很乖哦。
Right, she didn't listen to her mom.
所以啊，大家知道接下来会发生有点可怕的事哦。咪咪下次会继续为大家说小红帽的故事。 现在就来为大家唱名哦。如果大小朋友来信鼓励咪咪姨或是给我好评，想被念出名字来，可以留言注明，这样就能在节目里面听到自己的名字咯。
来自屁屁妹的留言，
屁屁妹说，我喜欢，我们家的弟弟也很爱听，希望咪咪姨可以持续的提供更多优质的内容。好哦，谢谢屁屁妹，咪咪姨会再继续制作更多优质的内容，你跟弟弟都要准时收听哦。
来自义伟的留言，
义伟说，谢谢咪咪姨讲故事给我听，我最喜欢听冰雪女王的故事了。
妈妈，冰雪女王的故事我也很喜欢哦。
想当初啊，咪咪姨本来很想讲 Frozen 冰雪奇缘的故事，但是碍于版权的问题，所以啊就讲了冰雪女王。这个故事也相当有趣哦，总共有三集，没听过的大小朋友们不妨去听听看哦。也谢谢义伟哦。各位大小朋友，咪咪姨和苹果凯特很希望听到来自你的声音，更希望你能够分享推荐我们的故事哦。更别忘了在 Facebook、Instagram 上面追踪按赞我们的故事内容，还有在 Apple Podcast 上面给我五星好评以及订阅，并欢迎以实质的行动赞助咪咪姨做更好的内容哦。咪咪姨会继续说有趣的故事给大家听。
See you later.
Goodbye.